Welcome to SwampSwami.com sports commentary, and a little lagniappe for you today, too. Today, it's a tale of two cities, Texas-sized. In Dallas, the NFL's Cowboys and their football fans are delighted with the team's recent haul in the 2020 draft class. This weekend, the NFC team for the state of Texas grabbed a veteran NFL quarterback with a local connection for peanuts as one of the year's smartest insurance moves. But if you mosey on down the road 240 miles to the south on I-45 to Houston, it's quite a different story. The team's head football coach, Bill O'Brien, is also the team's general manager. Given the Texans' questionable personnel moves over the past few months, though, fans of the Lone Star State's AFC franchise are wondering what the heck is going on in America's energy capital. Geographically speaking, the state of Texas is the second largest state behind Alaska in the United States. The rivalry between the cities of Dallas and Houston can be as energetic as the state's abundant oil, gas, and wind energy supplies. The Dallas Cowboys were the first NFL football team to plant their flag in the state of Texas. Born 60 years ago this year in 1960, the team's success on the football field under longtime head coach Tom Landry slowly built a national following. Though football fans in Green Bay and Pittsburgh might argue otherwise, the media somehow has dubbed the Dallas Cowboys as America's team, despite the quiet persona of the reserved head football coach Tom Landry. Dallas won a couple of Super Bowls back in 1971 and 1977 under Landry, and then lost three other times in the big game during the 70s as well. After going 0 for the 80s and sliding out of the Super Bowl spotlight, the Dallas Cowboys NFL team was then sold to an Arkansas native, Jerry Jones. Jones, who made and built his early fortune in the oil business in Fort Smith, Arkansas, forked over the most money ever paid at that time for an NFL franchise in early 1989. For the now paltry sum of $140 million, the 2020 version of the Dallas Cowboys are now considered to be worth somewhere between $4 and $5 billion. Jones' investment in the Cowboys has certainly paid off a lot easier than it was to drill a 10,000-foot vertical dry hole somewhere in the Arkoma Basin back in the 1980s. A few hundred miles to the south of Dallas on I-45, the Houston Oilers of the fledgling American Football League are celebrating 60 years of professional football this season, too. Unfortunately, it'll be happening in Nashville, Tennessee. One of the original members of the AFL, the Houston Oilers won the league championship back in 1961 and 62 and were granted early entry into the NFL in 1970 with the merger of the leagues. Playing in the so-called eighth wonder of the world, the Houston Astrodome, the enthusiastic fans embraced the local team with their Love Ya Blue song and swagger down in Houston. Though the Houston Oilers were denied a few chances to make it to the Super Bowl in the 1970s by their arch nemesis, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the team did make it to the NFL playoffs 10 of their 26 seasons after the AFL and NFL merger. As the NFL grew in popularity, the owner of the Oilers, Bud Adams, wanted a larger venue than the cozy 50,000-seat Houston Astrodome. On more than one occasion in the 1980s, bottom line Bud threatened the city of Houston that he would move the franchise if the city's taxpayers didn't build him a bigger and more luxurious football stadium for his team. After making a serious threat to move the Houston Oilers to Jacksonville failed in 1987, Bud Adams kept up the pressure for the city to build him a larger facility. They didn't. In 1996, he moved the franchise to Tennessee and then played two seasons in Memphis in 1997 and 98, waiting for the team's brand new stadium to be finished in Nashville, Tennessee. With a final move to Nashville, the Tennessee Titans were born in 1999. But what about Houston? Never fear, local businessman Robert McNair quickly cut a deal with the NFL, won a bid for an expansion franchise, and the new Houston Texans debuted in the AFC in 2002. And wouldn't you know it, the Houston Texans began playing football in their brand new football stadium, which seated 72,000 fans who were lined up and ready to pay a lot of money to watch NFL football in the city of Houston again. Though the Jerry Jones Dallas Cowboys won three Super Bowls back in the 1990s under the guidance of their mastermind new head coach Jimmy Johnson, America's team hasn't played in the Super Bowl since 1995. Since the birth of the Houston Texans, the entire state of Texas hasn't sniffed a Super Bowl appearance by one of their two football teams in 25 years. The battle for professional football fans in the Lone Star State still isn't much of a competition. Dallas, with its storied history and notable players over its 60 years of existence, is far and away the more popular team in Texas still. Until the Texans actually win something big, that's not likely to change. But that doesn't stop Houston's fans from properly noting that the AFC Texans have made the AFC playoffs in 6 of the past 9 years, while the North Texas Dallas Cowboys have participated in the NFC playoffs in just 3 of the past 9 seasons. Before either team can do any Texas-sized bragging, though, neither Houston nor Dallas has advanced to even play in a conference championship game during the 2000s either. And that brings us to today's Dallas Cowboys and Houston Texans. The Dallas Cowboys finally terminated longtime head coach and former backup quarterback Jason Garrett after the 2019 season. The team's new head coach, Mike McCarthy, brings a history of success in reaching the playoffs and winning one Super Bowl during his 12 full seasons as the head coach in Green Bay. With a new coach in town, Dallas Cowboy fans are hopeful to reboot their team back to the top of the NFC once again. In the 2020 NFL draft a few weeks ago, the addition of Oklahoma speedy wide receiver CeeDee Lamb in the first round, most draft analysts are saying that Dallas's draft class was the best in several years. And this past weekend, Dallas claimed former TCU, which is in Fort Worth, and Cincinnati Bengals starting quarterback Andy Dalton for the paltry amount of $3 million for the upcoming season. That savvy move allows Dallas a lot of flexibility in dealing with their incumbent quarterback, Dak Prescott, whose agent believes that his client should be paid upwards of $40 million per season. With such outrageously expensive contract demands for a quarterback for a mediocre team, Blue Star football fans in Big D have started to sour on their former fan favorite, Dak Prescott. This season promises to be a very interesting competition at quarterback in Dallas. In Houston, fans of the Texans are still trying to figure out why their head coach and GM Bill O'Brien dealt the team's best player, wide receiver Andre Hopkins, to the Arizona Cardinals after the end of the 2019 season. The Texans did receive a talented but often injured running back in David Johnson as part of the deal, but most football fans believe that the Texans made a boneheaded play. O'Brien recently signed free agent wide receiver Brandon Cooks. A former first-round pick of the New Orleans Saints, Cooks had a few good seasons catching the football from Drew Brees. Surprisingly, the Saints did not make a move to keep Brandon Cooks, as he later played in stops in New England and Los Angeles over the past 3 years, with moderate success at each location. Translated, Brandon Cooks isn't going to be replacing Andre Hopkins' production in Houston anytime soon. So wouldn't you think that the Texans' Bill O'Brien would draft one or two wide receivers in last month's NFL draft? Wrong. The Texans finally took a wide receiver from Rhode Island University, Isaiah Coulter, in the 5th round of the draft. Unless the Texans know something that the other 31 NFL teams didn't, don't look for the rookie Coulter to be replacing Andre Hopkins' receiving yardage in Houston anytime soon. As the NFL football season draws near, the mood of professional football fans in the two Texas NFL markets are at opposite ends of the emotional spectrum. The Dallas Cowboy fans have a newfound pep in their two-step, with a brand new head coach, a great draft class, and a local quarterback now on board as hope springs eternal for a return to the team's glory years of the past once again. In Houston, fans of the local professional football team seem to be experiencing a collective hitch in their giddy-up at the moment. A series of questionable moves by the team's combination head coach and general manager could send the Texans franchise spiraling into a tailspin in 2020. And in Houston, there's nothing worse than hearing the cheers of, "How about them Cowboys?" if they should begin to spring up around town again this football season. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.